When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, the sales tax argument plus bedroom tricks, tomato sauce, and Donnie Baker. All coming up right after this.
Jim Gaffigan is our guest. What else is on your mind? What else are you talking about these days?
I'm trying to deal with the hard-hitting issues.
Yeah.
You know, like the hammock, which I like.
The hammock.
The hammock is really the lazy man's throne. You know, you never look at someone in a hammock and think, that guy is always going. You're always kind of lazy sack. You know, it's hard to do anything once you're in a hammock because you can't get out of it.
It's true.
It's like
that's
a
true.
Net. For catching lazy people. I don't even think I can hold a drink in here.
Well, you try to get out of it, and then you just go, hell with it. I'm just going to lay here.
You just have to relax in a hammock. You never see someone crying in a hammock.
No.
You're like, my life is, this is delightful. Yeah. And you know the hammock's going to be good because it has the word ham in it.
Uh-huh. Sure. You
know, here's our hammock. Ooh, sounds delicious. I remember the first time I saw a hammock, I thought, so that's what trees are for. I didn't know.
Comedian Jim Gaffigan is our guest. Now, Jim, you bring up ham, and I happen to know that bacon is one of your favorite things.
Bacon is just, it's too powerful. You know, I mean, when you think about it, bits of bacon is really like the fairy dust of the food community. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, you don't want this baked potato? Bring. Now it's your favorite part of the meal.
Bacon bits.
Bacon bits.
You don't want a salad? Bibbidi bobbidi bacon. We just turn this salad into an entree.
Yes,
but the reality is, once you put bacon in a salad, it's no longer a salad. It just becomes a game of find the bacon and the lettuce.
Yeah.
It's like you're panning for gold. You're like, Eureka!
There it is.
There is something dishonest, though, about putting bacon in a salad. You know, it's kind of like smoking while you jog. I want the BLT, but I guess I'll just get the salad with bacon and tomatoes. And can you put that in between two pieces of bread and put a toothpick in between it? That'd be great.
Mm-hmm. With all this great love of food, are you in fact a cook? Do you?
I do not.
Because I was going to say that doesn't really gel with your laziness.
I don't. Yeah, no.
Because cooking requires skill. So
I'm an eater, not a cooker.
Yeah.
And I'd rather just eat.
Sure.
There is something special about eating that, you know, like eating when you're not hungry that's when you know you're a pig. And that is the pride. And, you know, if you are what you eat, I am a fat pig because I love bacon that much.
All right. So does your wife do the cooking for you, or do you have to schlep the kids to restaurants all the time?
Well, you know, we get a lot of delivery. You know, delivery is the combination of my two favorite activities, eating and not moving. really, the worst part of delivery is getting up and answering the door.
Oh, sure. The worst.
You're like, well, this is a pain in the ass.
Kicking the dog back.
The butler? Well, at least I don't have to put on pants, hand it over. And we're getting lazier in this country. It's just a matter of time before you're like, yeah, I like to order delivery, and I'm going to need someone to feed me. No, I'll be in the tub. He's under the mat. Chip, chop, chip.
Jim Gaffigan is our guest.
I'd like to see bacon on a reality show. I would like to see someone try and vote bacon off an island.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't. Be like, I can't vote bacon off.
No, he's.
It goes with everything.
Uh-huh.
I even like the name bacon. I mean, you can't tell me the success of Kevin Bacon isn't somehow tied to his name. You know? We're not going out to see a Kevin hot dog movie.
No.
We're going to, who's in the movie? Kevin Bacon? That sounds really
love
good.
Love Bacon. Oh.
Sounds good.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, we are segueing from that into the famous Ace Cosby joke of the day.
Already?
Yeah. Now, this is Ace Cosby, and this is warming up over there, and let's give it a shot. Ace, go ahead.
Our friend sent this one in. What did the elephant say to the naked man he was in the room with? How do you breathe through something so small?
I was laughing at Josh, knowing chuckle.
I don't get it.
Thank you, Jumbo.
Oh, well, see, the elephant breathes through the trunk. Yeah. Massive trunk.
And the guy had something hanging off him. The elephant assumed that.
How do you breathe?
Penis.
You've never
talking about his wiener.
You've never had a man do the elephant trick for you? They take their.
You ever suck water through that? How about that for punchline? Let's try that.
You know, the guy picked up an apple. You know, the guy's drunk and he takes his pockets out.
How do you pick up an apple?
No, I've never.
There's the line. How do you pick up an apple with that?
And maybe give the elephant some sort of. Never mind.
I don't really. We don't really play games like that.
What? That's right. She's all down to business.
You've never been in a helicopter?
You can put a towel on it.
You service mama right now.
The Charlie Chaplin?
No.
You're having fun in the bedroom?
If somebody did that to me.
Oh, the Charlie Chaplin's a classic.
I would go, what the hell's wrong with you? I don't think you do it either.
No, he doesn't.
There's no way.
You're a big liar.
I'd be surprised.
No.
A gentleman does not discuss such things. Well, let's segue on over. Miss Christy Lee, a little bit groggy.
No, I'm great. I got a whole seven and a half hours.
There's no awake like the overslept awake.
Right.
It's like, ding, you're ready to go.
I mean, I got a full seven and a half hours. A tomato a day may keep your urologist away. New research, guys, shows an unlikely aid to male impotence could be tomato sauce.
What do you have to jam it up in there?
Josh, you're not having intimate relations with it.
You're trying to pack beefsteak tomato.
The secret to the sauce, lysopene is an antioxidant that prevents damage in cells, including sperm cells, that could boost your sperm count. The study conducted by the University of Sheffield found that taking a supplement with 2 tablespoons of concentrated tomato puree boosts a healthy sperm count.
All right, well.
You do that often enough, and your girlfriend might get Prego.
She's on the ragu.
There it is.
Not if she's on the ragu.
The 1-2 punch.
A little too soon.
Look at 1-2-3 this morning, am I right? Look at him laying in the weeds over there.
The two of them working together. Nice. Look at that.
Almost makes up for the sad Eli Manning tribute.
You caught me off guard. I forgot it was so tender.
I didn't realize we were now doing tragic.
He's benched. He's benched. It's a tragedy.
Prego.
See the look Tom gave me during this.
Ragu.
I got to say, I love tomato sauce on.
Well, who doesn't?
Wait a minute, Tom.
That's weird.
You like tomato sauce on spaghetti?
Hang on a second.
Wait, you put cheese on it?
What are you saying?
Yeah, I'm trying to wrap my brain around this.
Because what I'm trying to get to, Josh, is I've asked you this before. If you could only have one food for the rest of your life at every meal.
Top three.
I believe it's peanut butter and jelly.
You're exactly right. And yours is spaghetti.
Mine would be spaghetti. Yeah. Christy Lee?
Popcorn, probably.
Okay, stop the music.
Popcorn? You're given a choice.
Not only that, but it's popcorn, no butter.
It's my favorite food.
Stupid.
Are you kidding me?
Good for you, Christy.
No, you know what?
They asked the question, you answered it. There's no wrong answer.
No, there is a wrong answer.
Popcorn's a wrong answer.
No,
mostly. In fact, popcorn, life is mostly wrong answers.
No, here. Worst top three foods for the rest of your life. Popcorn.
Okay, three.
Three foods.
He's giving you a break.
Popcorn, rice cakes.
No, I wouldn't do rice cakes.
Turnips.
No.
There you go. You have three.
You can rotate them every meal. What do you get?
I would probably do popcorn, pizza, and tacos.
That's a little more reasonable.
Yeah, we had tacos last night. Man, they're good.
Now, Josh, we opened it up to three.
Yeah, and I want an actual food,
not just a component of food. So your answer can't be butter, sugar, that sort of thing.
Well, who would answer that?
Fair enough.
God.
My top green foods, number one, lard. Number two, butter.
Bacon, number three, bacon drippings.
I'm finally getting tired of this characterization.
Number three, Twinkies. The melted cheese on the cheeseburger wrapper that I pick off with a fry.
Seriously. All right, yeah, number peanut butter and jelly. Number two, rainbow rolls. It's my favorite sushi roll.
Oh, that's a good one.
And
what's in a rainbow roll?
Everything under the rainbow.
Pretty much. It's the salmon, tuna, yeah, yellowtail,
it's
all
the
on
sushi
top of a
on top of a California roll.
Exactly.
Happy
yeah.
family.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And
peanut butter and jelly, rainbow roll.
And yeah. And
steak.
Boy.
Chicken. Pizza,
I know. Yeah.
Pasta.
Hoagie.
What would
you know, just because we
be?
Don't answer the way you want us to doesn't make it wrong. Well,
pancakes,
no, it does
maybe.
Make it, wrong.
It throws him.
Maybe pancakes.
That's an interesting choice.
I just like, I wouldn't like, I don't want to like life.
Except a lot of carbs.
Yeah, I'm a carb guy.
How about a nice waffle? Man, a good waffle.
I love all those. I love it all.
Chick, now that you've opened it up for three, what do you got over there?
Pizza, probably. Waffles.
Pizza, waffles, and...
Pizza, waffles.
You have three.
With tacos are good. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
sure. Oh, boy, I don't think you're giving it the proper amount of thought that we were hoping for.
As a matter of fact, I'm changing my pancakes with Taco Bell's Mexican pizzas.
Oh, those are good.
Yeah. Pat, I'm glad that you're doing well, and you had a nice little comeback there after bringing the show to a screeching halt about 20 minutes ago with your sad,
you did not.
Sad
don't
tribute
listen to him.
Sad tribute to Eli Manning.
Well, it's a sad story.
Eli's on the bench, but we were wondering if Eli were to take his lovely wife to one of those Catskills resorts, would someone be going,
Eli's coming.
More laughs than my whole song.
Eli's coming.
This is so funny. I'm just picturing like this weird music video. Eli and his wife are in there, and the door's kind of cracked open, and the camera pans out, and it's a janitor, and he just turns right to, he turns right to the camera and starts singing this.
That's funny.
A little Three Dog Night.
Oh, yeah.
That's a Laura Nero tune, isn't it?
Yep.
That's a great, great song. And, I'm sorry. We have a lot to get to. Coming up,
it's
Ms.
Nice
Pat
to know
will
you're
be
up to date
guest.
On Laura Nero. That's nice.
Not familiar with her work.
Oh, yeah, you
Who
are.
Is? There's Nobody really.
She wrote a lot of hits.
A bunch of great songs. You'd be
okay.
You would love Laura Nero, Christy.
Why would I love her?
She wrote "Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow."
She did.
She wrote "Happy Birthday."
Flying Purple People Eaters. She wrote that.
Yeah. How dare I bring up a great artist that you're not familiar with? Christy, I know you're.
She wrote "Give Me a Break." Give me a break.
Yep.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah,
that's
also
false. No, she did not write that. No,
very, very, very singable.
Now, once again.
She died in 97.
All of this. She was still an incredibly talented songwriter.
Oh, she hasn't written anything recently, sure.
Oh,
a bunch of her songs.
Oh, she wrote Wedding Bell Blues. I know that song.
Yeah, there you go. But Eli's Coming, great song.
Oh, she wrote Under the Boardwalk?
Here we go. Christy, once again, is at her base, her post at the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk. What have you got?
In Texas, hundreds of protesters expected to descend upon Houston City Hall next week. It's National Period Day. They're going to rally against the so-called tampon tax, which is a sales tax on menstrual products.
Very important.
This event is meant to coincide with dozens of other rallies taking place across the country.
I did not know it was called Period Day, but yeah, there shouldn't be a tax
there
on
should
that.
Not
no, no, no,
be.
I'm saying that tax is important. It helps
it's
keep
not.
The economy going.
Really?
Oh,
it's a necessary.
Oh, God, no, it's
ridiculous.
No,
ladies, you can deal with it.
You're on the wrong side of this one there, Chief.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Christy, I heard you mention that story yesterday, and I didn't say nothing then, but I'm tired of beating off around the bush about it.
Okay.
These women not wanting to be sales taxed on their plugs no more.
Uh-huh.
No, I agree with him, Donnie. I think there are certain basic necessities that should not be taxed under any circumstances. In fact, it's scandalous that in many third world countries, women are unable.
Scandalous? Whatever, Tom. Where'd you say protest was being held?
In Houston.
I don't give a damn about it.
Well,
but there's going to be a ton of chicks there, and they can't all be rotten cotton on the same day. They're going to be all revved up and full of endorphins, some of them.
Riding cotton? Is that what he said?
Yeah.
I thought he said rotten cotton.
Rotten cotton.
Even worse.
Well, it's the same reason I used to belong to a book club and do all them little fair concerts.
Really?
Because half the chicks, there's no doubt. You take half of them, man-haters. And then two-thirds are just chicks that love other chicks. But that still leaves a quarter of the women there who are dying to wing chung it down to pound town. Swear to God.
Your math is right.
Hey, you laugh, but you ain't going to find numbers that good, even on a pick six. Oh, and that reminds me. I don't understand why these women shouldn't have to pay a tax on tampon. It's because I got to pay tax on toothpaste and toilet paper. They should pay tax on their pads and plugs.
Oh, no, Donnie, you don't get
it. Well, see, it starts with the pads, mm-hmm. and next thing you know, there's no tax on the bras, girdles, and pumpkin spice lattes. Hey, I got an idea, and I ain't even running for governor, but how about when a man takes a chick out to eat, they don't charge us on her meal?
Why?
Because we are paying for it. I think they should pay more tax on their pads. Think of all the free stuff they get just from bringing a grown woman with girl parts. The woman can go out for the night, forget her purse by mistake, and still be drunk by last call. Uh-huh. Try doing that as a dude. You won't even get in the door of the bar, let alone enjoy free pucker shots. Uh-huh. They got ladies' night all over town where ladies get in for free, you know? And then they jack up the cost for us. It's unchristian. I swear, these women don't know how good they got it. I mean, if you're going to stop taxing anything, just stop taxing rubbers.
Why?
You know? Well, when speaking of rubbers,
yeah.
When's the last time you paid for rubbers, Christy?
I've never paid for rubbers.
There you go. I did this chick last week.
Right.
Well, I told her I had to run out to my truck and grab a rubber, and she rode over, reached under her futon, and pulled out a whole fishbowl full of them right from under it.
Wow.
I swear to God. I wasn't sure if she was super slutty or had shoplifted the whole bowl from the free clinic, but she had different flavors, sizes, a whole medley of them. It was overwhelming. She was better stocked than a gas station.
Wow.
And luckily, she had two magnums. And by the way, I used them both.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I swear to God. Well, any chick who's got that many rubbers, you're definitely going to want to double bag it. I swear to God. So, ladies, just pay your own taxes on your own tampons, and us men will keep paying for everything else.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and that reminds me, Christy.
Yeah.
I'm going to need another check. Whiffy got on the nail polish again. He's going to need another check. He's going to need another tetra shot.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, thank you very much,
Don. So, is this this isn't an additional tax. This is they're just protesting the sales tax on tampons?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, now I'm legitimately against it. I've been joking this whole time. You can't.
Yeah.
Why are you protesting sales tax on something?
Because there shouldn't be sales tax
because
on certain basic necessities.
Well, that's ridiculous. You have to. You just pay the sales tax.
You're not paying sales tax on a lot of the things you buy at the grocery right now.
That's
basic
fine.
Necessities.
Should there be these basic things everyone needs, and especially as I said, women in third world countries.
You mean
countries
like liquor and cigarettes?
Oh.
No,
on the opposite end of things, you would have liquor and cigarettes. No, toilet paper shouldn't be taxed.
Of course it should.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to start limiting you to I'm going to limit you to one square a day in this building,
it's
mister.
It's a product. Yes, if they're not going to tax these things, they're going to find it somewhere else. Your gas prices are just going to go up. They're going to throw it. You're going to pay for it somewhere. Just pay for it with the product.
The point is, and there are people in this world, for whatever reason, things have fallen through the cracks. They need to be able to get necessities, and we shouldn't have to pay an extra fee for them.
Hmm.
I think this is entirely on the right side of things.
$10 a year.
As much
you're
as I hate to be on the right side of something
tampons.
Progressive.
What about plastic straws?
Well, plastic straws,
oh,
that's a scam.
God.
Plastic straws should be given to everyone.
No, the sales tax on plastic straws.
Yeah, that's fine. They could use the sales tax to create we could get to the moon. I think we can figure out a way to dispose of plastic straws. There's someone coming up right now with some kind of solution to be like a pencil sharpener thing.
I don't want to pay sales tax on my tampons. That's $8 less a year I can spend at Target.
Wow. Well, you're on the wrong side.
Please tell me you're back to kidding.
I just can't wait for Josh to get home. And yeah. Oh, look, there's something on fire in the driveway. Oh, it's Josh's underwear.
Speaking of Target.
And you know what? I'll buy new underwear and I'll pay sales tax on it.
Well, you should.
But everybody needs to wear it.
Well,
I guess
no, they don't.
Well,
not
technically,
everybody.
They don't, of course.
No.
But
no.
Christy, last time you went without underwear, go.
Wow.
Oh, well, this isn't fun.
What is that? What?
The last time you went without.
Out in public?
Yes, you were out somewhere and you didn't have underwear on.
You wanted her to say right now, didn't you?
No,
probably,
I just
probably a couple months ago.
Yeah. I was commando a couple weeks ago. Something went wrong with my system.
Oh,
didn't
Lord.
Have time to.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The Rolling Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.